Okay, so there is a pattern that I haven't really talked about. I've hinted at it, but there's a pattern that you can actually tell if somebody's going to be on your team or not from the get-go. Do they take care of themselves, you know? Are they worried about taking care of their own self? You know, if they're into a bunch of addictions and stuff like that, they're not going to be on your team because they're not even on their team. They're just about consuming. They're consumers. They want to put something in their body. It's not about giving back. It's about consuming. If everything they do in life, just watch their habits. If it's all about consuming and having fun, and they don't want to sacrifice for anything. What do you call it? Any agenda, anything outside themselves to build up other people, and all they do is tear down people, then you know it's time to move on. Because if they don't love themselves, they will never love you. They can talk a good talk, you know. I've been around long enough to know I could see them a mile away. And when I see it, you know, when you're empathic, when you have some empathy, you tend to hope the best for them. You maybe hope you can snap them out of it, but they've already set a pattern, usually in their life, so strong that the only way they're going to snap out of it is God will do it. You can't do it, you know. And so, if you look around at family members or cousins or coworkers or neighbors, and you watch them over time, or you have watched them when you were young, you watched them, and you think back and you say, oh, that is just, when you come across a person, you say, oh, that's the birds of a feather flock together. That's just like that person. That's their end result is right here. We know what their end game is. I was married to somebody, and everything out of her mouth was, everything that she did proved money. Now, this is before narcissism became a thing. But everything out of her mouth was just about money. If we went to the restaurant, she would, before she left, she'd get her tea filled up. It was all about saving that last nickel, that last penny. She was so greedy that she put money before a marriage. She put money before everything. Money before everything. There was no loyalty. There was no accountability. There was nothing. And, you know, as when narcissists came on the scene, the teaching of narcissism, that is, I realized what it was. All her so-called ministry stuff was just for money. All her friends that she wanted to be around with because they had money, or they had a lake house or something like that, or had a house in the mountain. It was all about money. And I guess she learned it from her mom or her daddy or somebody. Who knows? But it was always about befriending people with money. She befriended people with money. And if you just wanted to go to work, go home, study your Bible, she didn't want anything to do with that. You're trying to get your heart right before God and keep your heart right before God. And most people are just looking for money, and they don't care about their heart. Their heart becomes hardened over time. Harder, hard heart, hard heart. Harder and harder. The heart gets so hard that their soul seems to be stuck in a unredeemable pattern. Now, anybody can be saved if they really turn to God, but most people have hardened their heart so much over the years that once they hit a certain age, it's hard for them to get saved, you know. The heart's deceitfully wicked, who can know it, you know. And so they've hardened their heart with the drinking, the running the streets, gallivanting around. And they don't even know they're getting a hard heart. And then when you talk to them, you're like, everything out of your mouth is psychopathic. I think I'll just step down here away from this situation. And so, over time, it's like a groove in the concrete. You drag something across the same groove in the concrete long enough, it becomes a pattern. And so their heart has a pattern on it. It's created a pattern. Sad. But that's their choice. They made their choice. It's sad. You can't fix them. You can't change them. They made that choice. It was a conscious decision. And it is what it is, you know. It is what it is. I was raised around somebody who didn't get educated, but married somebody that made good money who was educated. And their pride went off the roof. I went to college, got educated. I've had good jobs. I could have stayed in a good, really good job, but I like to do what I like to do, you know. And so if you like what you're doing, you're getting paid to be have fun, right? Why would I destroy my health sitting in a little 6x6 cube with a fluorescent light glaring on me, you know? I can't do that. No exercise or anything. You're not even moving your body. You're just sitting there at a stupid computer. It could drive you crazy. But anyway, long story short, if you all do have that situation, you better get up and walk in the morning, walk at lunch, and walk in the evening. Because sitting at that computer all day, it'll mess you up. I promise you. When I sit there selling books for 5 years, it took me like 3 years to get back to where I was, you know. You lose your health just sitting there doing little computer Excel programs, uploading stupid programs and stuff like that. Anyway, so there's patterns. The way they treat themselves is the way they're going to treat you. If they treat themselves like trash, they're going to treat you like trash. If everything out of their mouth is trash, then, you know, they're going to treat you like trash. If out of the heart, the mouth speaks. If everything out of their mouth is trash, out of their mouth speaks. So what's in their heart? Trash. And so the way they treat themselves from their heart is the way they're going to treat you. It never fails. I have thousands and thousands of proofs. Subscribers, I can prove it. Their doctrine determines their behavior. If they reject Jesus, they're going to reject you. If they reject the truth, they're going to reject you. If they reject any part of the Bible, they're going to reject you. If they try to pull books out of the Bible, they're going to try to pull stuff out of you. It's all to manipulate their fake reality bubble that they want to live in. And if you don't jump in that bubble, then you become the enemy. You don't build up that fake bubble, which is usually about money, then you become the enemy. And they will die on that hill. That fake reality hill that they built, they will die on it because you're not a part of it. They will go to their grave with that fake bubble. Seriously. And what's sad is you can tell them and show them and they still refuse to wake up to it. And everything they do to you, if it's a high-level narcissist, everything they do to you and you call them out on it, they have to flip it back on you. They can't not do it, because everything that they did to you was so abusive and so ridiculous, insanity, they would have to look in the mirror and say, am I really that bad of a person? And you'd have to say, yes, you are. You're pure evil. And if they betray you from the get-go, they're going to betray you the rest of their life. If they betray you on day one, based on lies, then they're comfortable with lies. And if they're comfortable telling lies from day one, unless they repent and get born again, they're going to keep telling lies. And what can you build with lies, nothing. It's a shaky foundation. If anything's built on lies, a business, a marriage, even a friendship, relationship, situationship, that's based on lies from the get-go. If it's based on lies, it's going to crash and burn. Not a maybe, not an if, but absolute. It has to crash and burn. So once you see one or two or three, once you see three lies from the get-go that were just all lies, betrayals, you might as well walk away right then, because it's all lies. It was all lies from the get-go. So it has to crash and burn. It will crash and burn. And you start to see the flames before you walk away. When you walk away from the narcissist, you already see the flames. And they're trying to burn you up. They're trying to throw you under the bus because they are like in self-protective mode 24/7. Everything about them is self-protective mode. The reason the men are mad at the women that are evil is because they date women. The reason the women are mad at the men is because they date men. But I promise you that it's equal, at least equal, or close to equal, across both genders, that there's evil hearts out there. Because every family dynamic is going to have some people. Most, it's kind of like the Munsters program or the Addams Family. Four or five are evil. There's one, usually, that gets pulled out of that evil dynamic and leaves and gets away from it. And I've seen it my whole life. It's true across the board. So if you watch the Addams Family or Munsters or whatever it was, there's this one lady, everybody else looked like a death cult. And there's one lady who looked normal, you know, but everybody else was in death. The movies, the TV shows, the cartoons, everything has to tell you the truth because nothing's outside of the universe. And so mankind writes stories, just like the Bible stories, so they can't think of anything new. All your Bible stories are just being rewritten in the movie. So every time you watch a show, there's elements of a Bible story inside all those TV shows or even a song or whatever. It's all the same stuff repeating. So you're going to have evil people and you're going to have righteous people. Now, the righteous people are saved by faith alone and Jesus alone. The evil people are trying to be good enough. And so their works, you know. So when you start to watch the TV shows and the movies based on a holistic point of view, you can actually see the characters playing out in 3D land that you saw in the movies, for real. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is you're in a movie, you're in a book, you're in a script, and the people around you are playing their script, and they think the 3D creatures that are flesh, the Jerry Springer 3D creatures, they actually think they're getting somewhere or going somewhere. And when the bottom drops out, like it always does, they go crazy again. So they have to go find some prey, you know. And it's always about finding prey from the 3D Jerry Springer show. But when you start to put the boundaries up, you see the red flag. They can't get in the door. Now the weird part about Wally Cody, he never quits. And so you knock one of them down, the same spirit jumps on somebody else, and they show up. And they think they're going to fool you because of their pride. But all narcissists, all psychopaths, all Jezebels, all scorners, all thieves, they all drug heads, all drunks, they all talk and do the same thing. And that's why they hang out together, because that's who they fit along with. They all hang out together because they know each other. And people that don't, or not like them, they can't hang out with them because they're diametrically opposed. And when you're diametrically opposed to a spirit in the person, God removes them out of your life. And you start to remove them out, and then they chase you even stronger, and then you really say, I'm done. And they chase you like crazy. like Wile E. Coyote, and then God puts up roadblocks. God stops them. And when God stops them, they still don't wake up that they're chasing an elect, chosen one, saint, whatever. They don't even realize who they're chasing. They're actually chasing God, trying to destroy God, and God already sealed you with His Holy Spirit. And so they're just being knocked back, and they have to go back to the same old crew, same old bunch of thieves that they hung out with their whole life. And so they get tired of getting thrown under the bus, because they throw each other under the bus, and they all have hard hearts, and they're all trying to get over, and they go to another city or another job, find another crew somewhere else. And the cycle just repeats. And they never look at themselves in the mirror. The world owes me something. I deserve this. And they just get thrown under the bus the way they threw people under the bus, the way they betrayed people. They get betrayed, and the cycle repeats.